Ariel, I'm wildly passionate about this next tip. What is it? Go.
Today's tip is to just go to the thing alone. You want to go somewhere, you want to try something, you can't find anybody to go with because it's too short notice or because it's a niche interest that you have that you don't share with anyone that you know. Just go to the thing alone, try it out. Maybe you'll make some friends. Maybe it'll be amazing. Maybe it'll be horrible and you won't go back, but more than likely it'll be great or just okay enough for you to go back again to have a maybe positive experience the next time. I love doing things alone. I've been doing things alone forever. I started in college going to get dinner by myself when I couldn't find a buddy to go with. And at first I was like, oh, people are looking at me, but no one's looking at you. No one cares. And now my most recent iteration of this is that I went to go play pickleball alone. And it was scary at first because I am relatively new to the sport and I don't really know the rules for like when to put your paddle down or when to put your racket down and how to wait in line for when the previous game is finishing. But I figured it out because I asked questions and I went in with an open mind and I had a great time, and now I have the confidence to go back and to make it a better experience for myself. So this is your sign, dear Tippendale, that if you've been wanting to try something and you can't find somebody to go with, just try going alone.
I am wildly passionate about this tip. I think it's so important. I also think that when you partner activities with other people, at least part of your brain is focused on them and their enjoyment of the activity. Yeah. And in doing so, you appreciate it just the slightest bit less.
That's a really good point.
I love doing things alone. Go see theater alone. Go to movies alone. Go to sports games alone. Go to restaurants alone. Like, just enjoy spending time with yourself doing things you feel passionate about.
It's always good to take yourself on a date.
Yes.
And we're going to take you on a date tomorrow, Tippendales, when we come back with another episode of Daily Tips that may or may not help you. So stay tuned with us.
It's very funny to think of this podcast as 90-second dates every day.
90-second dates that may or may not help you.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.